This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We did have a little reaction on the Shador number thing. Mike saying he thinks we're overthinking it. He thinks his dad's number and flipped the digits to fit the quarterback position.
Yeah, I mean, because he couldn't take 21 then, because obviously Denzel Ward has that number.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, me overthink something? That doesn't sound like me.
Certainly like not me. Two guys who battle anxiety on a daily basis. That couldn't be us.
That doesn't sound like me at all.
Also, Nolan Jones, 110 mile an hour exit velo on a home run just a little bit ago.
How about that?
If only some show in Cleveland had been talking about the exit velo and the idea that maybe he was due. If only some show did that. I don't know who that could be.
It's a hard hit baseball by Nolan Jones. Could that be what turns him around?
You just never know. Right?
I hope so.
Maybe, yeah, it would be really nice.
It'd be really, really nice
if we get some sort of production. If all he and John Kensie did was hit a homer every three games, but again, the way they play, get two home runs a game. I think we had three home runs in a week out of right field.
Yeah.
We can be very, very happy even if
they're
both
so
hitting a buck 70.
There's so many right fielders that, you know, creep around 220, 215 or so and just mash. If that's what the Guardians have in their outfield, that's a good thing.
Have you gotten to the point, though, where the shithink pieces are getting a little tedious yet?
Oh, I don't know about tedious. I still get excited for the shithink pieces. I still get excited for them. Why would they be getting tedious?
Well, like Florio, like 7 days after the draft being like, here's why Shador fell. It's like, no, we farmed
this. Okay, so
we fished this out.
So there definitely are a group of people that understand that right now nothing's really happening in the NFL. And Shador Sanders is the type of player that the moment people see something, they just click on it.
So it's just playing the hits.
That's all. They're just playing the hits at this point.
Just playing Hootie. You can't hate that.
No. I mean, hey, Hootie has a place.
That's true. So does Darius Rucker.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, so I'll give you one such example. Because, again, it's not every Shador think piece. It's just... by certain people. For instance, RG3 was on his out-of-pocket with RG3.
Did he get out-of-pocket? If the show says out-of-pocket with RG3, we can't be shocked then when he goes out-of-pocket.
I think it might have just been a play on the fact that he was not a pocket quarterback.
Oh, no, I got that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you didn't know.
But it works multiple ways, right? Not a pocket quarterback and then also out-of-pocket as if, like, you know, he spoke and said some silly things.
You've given me a lot to think about.
That's right. Okay.
Now, it's not out of pocket.
You're telling me I overthought the name of RG3's podcast? We put more thought into RG3's podcast. This is more proof to what your tweeter, Michael, had in thinking that maybe we overthought it. More proof right here.
Now, you guys can be judge on whether this is out of pocket. This is RG3, and the idea here is that Shador Sanders is set up to fail.
This is the thing that nobody wants to talk about. Shador Sanders is in a situation where the NFL and the Cleveland Browns have set him up to sink or swim in year one. What I really mean by that is they set him up to fail. Shador Sanders is the fourth quarterback on the Cleveland Browns roster. Guys that are drafted in the fifth round typically don't make NFL rosters. And if they do make NFL rosters, it was because they showed their absolute talent in the preseason and all through training camp and the offseason. You have to understand that this guy is going to be going into the offseason getting the fewest reps of all the quarterbacks on the Cleveland Browns roster. As the fourth quarterback, he's probably, definitely not playing with the number one or the number twos. That's offensive linemen, running backs, wide receivers, everything you can possibly imagine. Shedeur Sanders is going to be out there with cab drivers.
I'm just really glad that
probably
that RG3 explained how fifth round quarterbacks get treated in the NFL.
I just love the probably.
Yeah, he's
definitely
not going to get reps with the ones or twos. Yes, that's I believe that's called the NFL there. RG3.
No, getting
not
reps,
everyone's gifted reps with the first, no matter how good you are or bad you are, just because you were taken second.
Getting reps with the cab driver's line was pretty money, though. I'll give him that.
Don't hate it.
That was a pretty good one. But so this is something we touched on last week. In many ways, with the idea that, how are you going to give these guys a bunch of reps? How are you going to give them a bunch of opportunities? And so, like, it's not just RG3 that is wondering how this is going to work, but I would argue whether it's Joe Flacco, whether it's Gabriel, whether it's Pickett, or whether it's Shador, what quarterback is set up to succeed with this roster as currently constructed anyway?
Yeah, so I think that's a great point. I also think what fifth-round quarterbacks get set to succeed most years?
Right, it doesn't happen.
Like, and there's this idea that, like, does Shador deserve better than this? It's a competition. Like, in the NFL, how many fifth-round quarterbacks ever actually get to take part in an actual quarterback competition their rookie year?
Very few.
The answer is very, 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 very rarely.
It feels like one every decade.
And I just, like, I know the part that I will agree with RG3 is the sink or swim part of this. But that is, as you were saying, that is true for every quarterback. And every quarterback with the Browns this year. And here's the thing. You're only ever given one potential chance in the NFL. If you're lucky, right, you get one potential chance. So the idea that we're worried about, well, what if he doesn't get a fair chance next year? You just described the NFL again in the nutshell.
Yeah, and listen, I do think where you go matters in a lot of instances. I do think the environment that you're in does matter. So I don't want to be the person that says rise above it. But in many ways, within this quarterback battle, if you're going to be great, you have to rise above this. And I point to Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels, there's only one other Pro Bowler on that roster in Washington, Nick, and it was Terry McLaurin. That was it. It's a team full of a lot of good players, but no Pro Bowlers. Like, they had to make a lot out of nothing with Jaden Daniels, and he did. He was able to do it.
Yeah,
he's that great.
I mean, I think, like, listen, this is, I think, I don't want to say the Browns did this way on purpose. I don't think they purposefully let the roster fall into disrepair over the last 3 years by not drafting well enough or not having enough upper echelon draft picks to end up trying to hit on. But, like, the beauty of this is if either Dylan Gabriel, Kenny Pickett, or Shedeur Sanders claims the starting job and you win 8, 9, 10 games, it's going to be because that quarterback had to be pretty darn good.
For sure. And also then it would mean that you're in a spot for them to win 8, 9, 10 games and then plus for the next few years, because this should be the low point as far as the roster construction is concerned.
Exactly. This year is like if you supersede – the only one that it doesn't is with Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
So it'll still be bananas if Joe wins the job and then they win 10 games and then you're you know what, out of luck for the quarterback of the future in 2026. Which means it probably will happen.
Well, that's the nightmare scenario.
Yeah.
That's the absolute worst scenario.
Okay, so the Steelers didn't set it up this way on purpose. The Steelers didn't set up, hey, we're going to get Russell Wilson, we're going to win 10 games, and then we're going to get the quarterback. I think they always meant Russell to be the bridge quarterback to Russell, and then they just didn't like him, and he didn't like them.
I agree with that. So, I think they thought that Russell Wilson was going to be the quarterback for the next half decade.
So, because I think that's where the quarterback competition, or the quarterback comparisons with what happened with Pittsburgh last year stop. Like the Browns, listen, I think Kevin Stefanski could be happy to win 10 games with anybody at quarterback this year.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I think there would be a reality of, oh, somehow we shot ourselves, we Plaxico burst ourselves.
Ooh.
If that's what happens with Joe. Any other quarterback, it's fine. Because then you can make the case of, that dude elevated this, or you stumbled on a formula that's repeatable. And also, you have two first-round picks. If you still want a quarterback, you hypothetically, you can trade up for one. But except for Joe Flacco.
Okay, but you see, and I again, listen, as a Shador apologist in many ways, I can see where this route is going to go, right? And Dylan Gabriel will not get the same defense from the national media that Shador will get. If Shador ends up playing this season, people are going to go to, if he doesn't play well, people are going to go to the idea that it's just such a stark contrast relative to what his team at Colorado was like, where he had a number one wide receiver that was awesome in Travis Hunter. He had zero offensive line, so I guess maybe there's some similarities there. But like, you're gonna have a run game, which is different than what he had at Colorado. Like, it's a different setup. It's a much different setup than what he had at Colorado.
So the only thing I'll say is, I don't think people are gonna be lining up to defend Shador.
I don't know.
There's gonna be a lot more victory laps in that event than
victory laps seem like a toothless exercise when he's a fifth round pick.
Yeah, but I do think there are people rooting for this kid to fail. I'm not saying in Cleveland. I'm saying big picture.
I think it'll hit like a thud. I think fans will do that. I agree with fans will do that. But if like Florio at the end of the season or the national guys come out and is like, I told you Shador stinks, I think that'll hit with a thud because it'll be treated like a fifth-round pick not working out. What do you think was supposed to happen?
216-474-0092. Is whoever wins the job set up to fail? To me, that makes it seem like you're saying failure is like fate, that it's fated to fail. No, I don't think that's the way this is. I think you can, if you squint hard enough, you can say, well, that O-line stays healthy. If you put an emphasis on the running game the way it was when Kevin was at his best earlier in this with Baker Mayfield 5 years ago, that defense does have some pieces.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's enough here that if the quarterback is just better than salient, meaning like above average or better, you can surprise people. So I don't think you can say they're set up to fail, other than if you look at the wide receiver room, that's clearly not good enough.
Well, I mean, again, and there's a lot associated with the offensive line talk that we can do there as well. But like, I don't know about you. I envision this upcoming season to be more, like, we'll talk more quarterback, obviously, but I think more games are going to be about what the two rookie running backs do more so than what the quarterback does.
Ooh, that's tough just because
I think Stefanski's going to want to run the ball a ton.
No, that's true, but that's going to be split across potentially three or four running backs,
right?
Whereas with the quarterback, it's an all or nothing game.
I'm going to bet whatever quarterback it is, unless it's Joe, because I think Joe, they'll just throw the ball a million times and it is what it is. I think he's going to make him be like what Baker was the first couple years that Baker was here, where like 25 throws and you're tapped out and that's it.
I think here's the thing. I think if it's Dylan Gabriel, you're going to be lucky to get to 25 throws.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
It might be. I'm trying to think of like the most reductive, simplistic offense. All right, the throwing version of like the offenses the Bears put out there for Justin Fields, where it's like, hey, we really need you to hand the ball off really well here.
Yeah, they did him very dirty.
And then you're going to get your 20 throws.
He just took off on his own. He was like, all right, fine, I'll just take off on my own.
And 18 of the 20 throws are going to be checkdowns.
Yeah.
That's the Dylan Gabriel offense to me, at least with Shador. All right, maybe we can get a little variety as the spice of life in the Shador offense.
I would hope so. But, yeah, I'm not. I'm banking more on them using the run game an absolute ton this upcoming season.
Which
I don't think people are ready for that conversation yet. But
I think, in a way, that also means you're not setting up the quarterback to fail. Like, you are setting the quarterback up of, it's not going to be all about you. Your job is to not muck it up.
Well, and hopefully the quarterback, whoever it is, just becomes better and better and better.
Yes.
And then you can give him more to go ahead and use with the offense.
Although Dylan Gabriel does not have a high ceiling. So it does feel like you're okay, maybe you grow. With Shador, I don't know.
You went to Gabriel, and in my mind, I just don't see a scenario where Gabriel ends up being the week one guy.
I think Kevin Stefanski.
I could see Pickett. I could see Flacco. I could see Shador. I just don't see it with Gabriel. I had to throw him in the. I'm throwing him in the equation. I have to.
I think if we have to say I don't see it with one guy right now, it's Shador. I think Kevin Stefanski would sooner set his beard on fire than play Shador Sanders, unless Shador is markedly better.
Then I guess he's going to be.
Did you see
better.
The way he talked about Dylan Gabriel? It was with lust in his eyes.
He would set his.
He
beard
talked
on
about
fire?
He talked about Shador in a very clinical way, that one does when you're on a reproductive schedule and you're not making joy in the bedroom. You're just trying to make life. That's what he talked about with Shador Sanders.
Sometimes you got to make life, Nick. Sometimes
life.
Sometimes you got to make life.
Finds a way. 216-474-0092 is whoever wins the job at starting quarterback for the Browns set up to fail. And, Donovan Mitchell had something to say about the Cavs' health heading into game two. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.